Imagine if your family was awakened in the middle of the night by a team of federal officers. Well, that's exactly what happened to a woman and her children in Granville County.
Amanda Lamb is in the newsroom joining us now. And Amanda, we understand that because this case falls under the Patriot Act, a lot of the usual rights for defendants not available here.
That's right, David. The Patriot Act was created after 9/11. It allows federal agents to investigate suspected cases of terrorism swiftly in order to better protect our country. But one Granville County mother says it gives the federal government too much leeway. Her son was taken into federal custody 2 months ago. She can't get him out, and she can't get any answers. 16-year-old Ashton Lundeby's bedroom is nothing if not patriotic. American flags everywhere. But according to the United States government, this 10th grader, who has never been in trouble with the law before, is now a suspected terrorist.
I was terrified. There were guns, and I don't like guns around my children. I don't believe in guns.
On March 5th, around 10 o'clock in the evening, Annette Lundeby says 10 armed FBI agents, along with three local officers, stormed her home looking for her son. They handcuffed him and presented her with a search warrant.
They said that he was being arrested for making numerous bomb threats.
Annette Lundeby told the officers that someone stole her son's IP address and used it to make crank calls through the internet, making it look like the calls had originated from her home. She says the FBI's extensive search of her home turned up nothing.
No bomb-making materials, not even a blasting cap, not even a wire, I don't even know how to make bombs, but they didn't find anything.
The teenager was taken to a juvenile facility in Indiana where the bomb threat was supposedly made. His mother has had little access to him since his arrest. She says the Patriot Act stripped her son of his right to due process.
And we have no rights under the Patriot Act to even defend them, because the Patriot Act is superseding the Constitution.
There's nothing a matter of public record. All those normal rights are just suspended in the air.
Dan Boyce is a former U.S. attorney.
It's a new law, and I'm sure there were very, very good intentions.
But Boyce believes the Patriot Act has gone too far in some cases, and Ashton Lundeby's may just be one of them.
It very well could be a case of overreaction where an agent leapt to certain conclusions or has made certain assumptions about this individual and about how serious the threat really is.
Because there is a gag order in the case, the U.S. attorney in Indiana told us he could not comment, nor could the FBI. The North Carolina Highway Patrol did confirm they assisted the FBI with its operation at the Lundeby home on March 5th.
Never in my worst nightmare did I ever think that it would be my own government that I would have to protect my children from. This is the United States, and I feel like I live in a third world country now.
Lundeby says this type of case is not what the Patriot Act was intended for. Boyce agrees.
It was to protect the public, but what we need to do is make sure there are checks and balances to make sure those new laws are not abused.
Know that they can come and take anyone in your family away, even your children. And they don't have to be guilty.
Lundeby says her son is scheduled to have a hearing at the end of May, but she is not hopeful it will happen because the date has already been moved multiple times. And we will continue to follow this story. David.
Amanda Lamb, thank you.